you've seen, I mean, the best of the best. You've seen early in the year, Revis, you know what I mean? And he never lost faith. He never lost confidence. And now, I mean, he's making plays. Sherman, Pat, you know, all those guys who are the top DBs in the league, you know, they get the ball caught on them and you never see them, I mean, lose their cool regardless. You know, it's always the next play. I mean, a guy may have got you. I mean, next play line up, and when your number's called again, make the play.
Everybody talks about Odell when they think about the Giant receivers. Uh-huh. When they played you last time, yeah, a lot of the other receivers had some big games. Yeah. How good is the rest of that core, too?
I think it's – I mean, the core is good for sure, but it also comes down to the quarterback. You know, he's – his pre-snap, you know, you see him, he may see a certain coverage and – hand signals here, you know, he may ship the tight end over, running back for, you know, pass protection. So, for sure, I mean, Eli did a great job against us, pushing the ball vertical and giving it to, I mean, receivers, running backs, and tight ends.
With this being your second go-round against the Giants, and obviously you had a second go-round against the Redskins also, how does your preparation change? Does it shift more to review? Does that kind of help you with this short turnaround?
No doubt, especially with the short week, you know. I mean, you know that whatever worked on us last time, they're thinking about doing it again. You know what I mean? We have a few changes here and there for sure. Of course, they're going to have them. I mean, but as far as, studying these guys, you know, we just have to study what they do best and also their weaknesses and try to attack them.
If there is a book on Odell, if you can even talk about it, what is kind of a key way to handle him?
I mean, you got to play good coverage. You know, you have to keep your eyes on him. You see sometimes where he may run a route and a guy may try to be too aggressive and he's cutting up the field and Eli's throwing over your head. Or sometimes you're playing too soft and the eyes go to the quarterback and he's catching the slant and taking it for, you know, 40, 50 yards. So, for sure, you have to have great eyes on him, for sure.
As a competitor, just how fun is it to go against a top guy like that for yourself, just to battle,
Say,
mano a mano.
Very, very fun, for sure. You know it's going to be a battle. You know it's going to be a challenge. He's one of the best, if not the best, receiver in the league, and I could have said that about a lot of guys that we played this year. So, for sure, it's a challenge, but it's one that you, I mean, all the work through the offseason, all the work through, I mean, camp and practice now, it's one that you look forward to.